Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is about Khadija radiallahu anha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with her. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. And I praise Him with a praise commensurate to His countenance and His majesty. And I bear witness with every facet of my being that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, nothing worthy of attaching our hearts upon in worship and adoration except Allah, the uniquely One, having no second in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader and our master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the perfect example of ubudiyyah, what it means to be a servant unto Allah. And He is His sent messenger unto the entirety of creation. O Allah, we ask You to bestow Your peace, blessings and grace upon him, upon his family, and all of his companions and whomsoever follows him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to adhere to a heartfelt consciousness of Allah, for verily He says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa aminu bi rasulihi yu'tikum kiflayni min rahmatih wa yaj'al lakum nuran tamshuna bihi wa yaghfir lakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. O you who have believed, have taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger, and He will give you from Himself a double portion of His mercy, and make for you a light by which you walk, and He will forgive you, for verily Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Ayyuhal mu'minun. Indeed, without a doubt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for him the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best of mankind. And just as He chose the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the best of mankind, then He chose for those who would be the partner of the best of mankind to be the best in themselves. So the azwaj, the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are amongst the most noble of women in rank, and the best of them in character. For about them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya nisa an-nabi lastunna ka ahadin minan nisa. He said, O wives of the Prophet, you are not like other women. And amongst this nobility of womanhood, i.e. the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find that the most noble of them was Khadija radiallahu anha. She was the first wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she was also the first woman in Islam, and she is said by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the leader of all of the women in creation. She was pure in and noble in all manners of nobility. She was given great intelligence and discernment, because she was, as soon as she heard about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then she recognized his characteristics as and being someone who's worthy of being a husband, and so she is the one who reached out to him. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, according to the most authentic narrations, 25 years when Khadija radiallahu anha approached him for marriage, where she was 40. And the way it came about was through knowing of his nobility and truthfulness, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was first employed, or his knowledge first came to her, when Khadija radiallahu anha, one of her friends, had narrated the sidq, the honor and the trustworthiness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so then she asked for him, she summoned for him, and she said she'll give him double of what she gives to any person from that community. And she asked him to become a tajir, a merchant for her. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the offer. And on that journey, Khadija radiallahu anha sent one of her male servants. And that journey came back with much barakah. For the Prophet ﷺ came back, and the ribh, the profit prophet, as in P-O-R-F-I-T, that was accrued through the tijara, through the trade, was double than what Khadija radiallahu anha was experiencing before that. And her own servant narrated many miracles that happened on that journey, miracles that happened by just accompanying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell in her heart. And so she asked, she is the one who, via one of her friends, she sent a proposal to him, a proposal seeking his hand in marriage. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted. And their marriage was a most beautiful marriage. It was a marriage full of love and happiness. And it was a marriage that serves as an ibra, a example for us of what marriages are about. For it was a marriage of sa'ada, it was a marriage of contentment, it was a marriage of each of them helping each other. As the Quran says that your partners, your wives are like libas, they are like helpful garments unto you and you are garments unto them. And so it was that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he was now approaching the age of 40, now bear in mind he was 15 years younger than Khadija, so she would have been approaching the age of 55. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started having various dreams. And by this time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had started blessing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was already blessed with children from Khadija radiallahu anha. The narrations say that they were blessed with two sons, Qasim and Abdullah. And both of them, unfortunately, or by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, died young. And we think about this, that these are the best of creation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them these tests to raise them in their rank of fortitude and sabr. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with four daughters from Khadija radiallahu anha: Zainab, Ruqayya, Kulthum, and Fatima. And Fatima, as we also will come to know, she was also, just like Khadija radiallahu anha, given the bushra that she will be from the people of Jannah before she died. And she was also considered from the four most noble women of Jannah. So not only was Khadija amongst the four most noble women of Jannah, but her daughter. So this sharaf goes back to her. And this shows the degree of their tarbiyah, that Fatima radiallahu anha would also go on to become from the Sayyidat al-Nisa, from the greatest of the women ever created. And so in this state, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approaching 40, he would start having dreams, and he would then go into seclusion, and he would often go to Jabal Nur, this famous mountain, into a Ghar Hira, this cave, secluded cave. And those who've been to the cave say that one of the landmarks of the cave is that as you go onto it, you can see the Kaaba from it. And so the Prophet ﷺ would not only be in seclusion, but he would be seeing the mandar, the spectacle of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was a perfect place for contemplation. And some of the riwayat say that Khadija radiallahu anha, occasionally his provision would run out. She would give him provision for his seclusion, and occasionally his provision would run out, and she would make the arduous, the difficult journey up Jabal Nur at the age of 55, subhanallah, to give him this food. And while he was in this state, we all know the story that the revelation came down. And this revelation was a powerful revelation, because Jibreel alayhi salam manifested himself. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he descended from the mountain, he was struck with a state of awe, but he was also struck with a state of fear, because it was so overpowering, the revelation. And at that point, when he came to Khadija radiallahu anha, his famous words, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. Subhanallah, wives are hunna libasun lakum. They are like covered garments that cover you, and you are libasun lahun, and you are like garments that cover them. So he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. The greatest of creation, the most perfect man ever created, the most perfect human being, is going to his wife and saying, cover me, cover me. If that is not an ibra for us of how we should be with our spouses and how we should be mutually supporting one another, then I don't know what is. And when he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Khadija covered him. And then he confessed his fears. He confessed that he was scared that there was a spell. He confessed his fears about the immensity of the revelation. And Khadija did not say, oh, it's a possibility, let's go to this shrink, let's go to some person who will cure you. Rather, her faith in him said, Kalla, wallahi, ma yukhziyaka Allahu abada. She said, I swear by Allah, Allah will never abase you ever, because her sidq, her belief in him was so strong. And so she was the first of those who believed in Islam. She was the first of those who believed in the risala of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then she took him to her cousin Waraqa ibn Nawfal. And Waraqa ibn Nawfal there gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the bushra, the glad tidings, that this is from the prophecy that was foretold in the previous scriptures. And Waraqa ibn Nawfal said, would that I would live longer to partake and to support you when your people drive you away. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, will they do this? And he affirmed it. And in the wisdom of Allah, Waraqa ibn Nawfal passed away, lest people say that he was someone who taught the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so after that, Khadija radiallahu anha took the noble rank. She was the first of those upon whom the revelation descended after it had descended in Ghar Hira. She was the first of those who learnt how to pray. She was the first of those who learnt the wudu. She learnt the wudu and salah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what a life she led. What a life she led. She was from the nobility of the Quraysh, but she gave her entirety to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such that when there was the boycott of Banu Hashim, when Banu Hashim was boycotted, she was of those who had had to drink and eat from the leaves of trees. And she did all of this sidqan lil Islam, for the sacrifice of Islam, until as the end of her days approached and her end of her life approached very shortly after this incident, Sayyidina Jibreel, the angel of revelation, came. And this time he came not just with revelation, but as the riwayah says, he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, هذه خديجة قد أتت معها إناء فيه إدام. This is the angel of Allah telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Allah's messenger, this is Khadija coming to you with a dish bearing meat soup. Right? And then it says, فَإِذَا هِيَ آتَتْكَ, when she comes to you. This is Jibreel telling Sayyidina Khadija, when she comes to you, فَقْرَ عَلَيْهَا السَّلَامِ مِنْ رَبِّهَا وَمِنِّي. Jibreel tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell her that her Lord is sending her salams from him and from me. وَبَشِّرْهَا, and give her the glad tidings. بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبٍ, of a house in paradise made from قَصَبٍ. لَا سَخَبَ فِيهِ وَلَا نَصَبٍ, in it will be neither disturbance nor any fatigue. Subhanallah. This was the bushra came to her. لَهُمْ بُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. This was the bushra, the glad tidings that came to her in her life itself, that she will be from the people of Jannah. And when she heard this, she responded by saying, as for the salam from Allah, then he is as-salam, because he is peace and he cannot not except be peace. And as for the salam from Jibreel, then she returned the salam. And as for the Bayt fil Jannah, then she says, and I will have patience until she reaches that point. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ النِّسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ خَدِيجَةُ بِنْتُ خُوَيْلِدِ. He said, from the greatest of women of Jannah is Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Khadija the daughter of Khuwaylid, وَفَاطِمُ بِنْتُ مُحَمَّدٍ, and Fatima the daughter of Muhammad and the daughter of Khadija. وَآسِيَةُ بِنْتُ, and the Asiya, who was the Imra'atu al-Fir'aun, who was the wife of Fir'aun. وَمَرْيَمْ ابْنَةُ إِمْرَانِ, and Maryam the daughter of Imran. These are the four of the greatest women ever created. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would continue to remember Khadija after she passed this world. He would continue to remember her, and he would say, قَدْ آمَنَتْ بِي إِذْ كَفَرَ بِي النَّاسِ. He said, she was the one who believed in me when the people disbelieved. وَصَدَّقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَّبَنِي النَّاسِ, and she was the one who said I was true when the people said I was a disbeliever. وَوَاسَتْنِي بِمَالِهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِي النَّاسِ, and she helped me with her wealth when the people deprived me. وَرَزَقْنِي اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ وَلَدَيْهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِي أَوْلَادَ النِّسَاءِ. He said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed through Khadija This is something to bear in mind, that the Prophet ﷺ didn't have any children with the exception of Maria the Coptic. He didn't have any children from the other wives that he had apart from Khadija. And she was the one who bequeathed him all of these children. So all of these honors came to her. And that's why Aisha radiallahu anha says that she used to say, despite Khadija, she had not having even seen Khadija, according to narrations. She was not aware of Khadija, she had not seen her. But she says there was no woman she was more jealous of than the Prophet ﷺ's love for Khadija radiallahu anha. And there's so many other narrations of his love for her, that when he'd see this necklace, it would remind him. When he'd return back, he would honor Khadija's friends. He would say, this is what Khadija used to do. When he went to return to Mecca, he chose to live in the place where Khadija was. And brothers and sisters, this is the love that Allah put in his heart for Khadija radiallahu anha. And this serves as an example for us in our married lives. What do we really want? What do we really want with our lives? What have we entered into this mithaq and ghalidha, this great bond, this sacred bond of marriage with our wives and our husbands for? Do we want to just enjoy life, or do we want to raise a generation for the sake of Allah? Do we want to make our hearts join so that we reach the highest ranks we can reach with Allah? And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama an-nisa'u shaqa'iqur rijal." Women are the counterparts, the partners to men. The partners to men in raising the communities, the partners to men in raising the hearts, the partners to the men. And no man can succeed if he doesn't have that partnership, and no woman can succeed if she doesn't have a partnership. So may we hear this khutbah, and may this serve as a reminder, not just in our love for the Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, for the great, magnificent Khadija, may this increase our love for her, but may it also increase our commitment to our marriages and to our devotion to our partners, not for any other one, not for any other intention, but for Allah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness, to make us real human beings, those devoted to Him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who enable us to be of service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience and service to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you. So invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.